Track 7. It's a chill wind. What does an average winter look like in Norfolk? We asked the Met Office experts.
Norfolk's winter weather can set the scene for some unforgettable days out, with the county's stunning scenery often forming the backdrop for frost-laden photos that appear on calendars in the new year. According to the Met Office, Norfolk's average maximum temperature for winter is 7.6 degrees Celsius, which is above the UK average for winter of 6.9 Celsius. However, Norfolk has its share of washout winter days, with an average of 163.5 millimetres of rain falling in the winter months, which is less than the UK average of 344.9 millimetres. The Met Office meteorologist and resilience expert Will Lang works to help communities stay safe and thrive in all weather. Will says, the most important thing about making the most of winter weather is to be prepared. Just a few simple things people can do to prepare for the season or just ahead of any forecast of severe weather can give people the peace of mind they need to really enjoy winter, even if it does end up as a washout. Norfolk is no stranger to impactful winter weather. The wettest winter on record for the region was in 1915, when 285.8 millimetres of rain fell on Norfolk's land, causing issues for local communities, farmers and businesses. In addition, the winter of 1963 was Norfolk's, and indeed most places, coldest winter on record, with an average minimum temperature of minus 3.6 Celsius for the county. Of course, winter weather can and does deviate well beyond the average figures, but Will says that being prepared for the worst can help people take any background worries off their mind. Will says, taking a few simple steps can help you to be prepared for impactful weather in the winter, whether that's clearing your drains and gutters of leaves, moving things that could be caught up in the wind, or making sure your boiler is running efficiently. These are all steps everyone can take to prepare for potentially impactful weather. With many people likely to want to flock to Burlingham Woods for a crisp winter walk, or even stop at a cosy Norfolk pub or restaurant, Will says the weather doesn't have to impinge on your plans to get out and about in winter. Some might think that UK winter weather prevents the chances of getting outside and having a good time, but being prepared about what the weather might bring is the key bit of advice to make the most of it. One of the simplest things people can do is to stay up to date with the forecast, and more importantly, act on what the forecast is telling them. This could mean checking your car is winter roadworthy, and it could be as simple as choosing a more sheltered walking route on a windy day, or one less likely to be waterlogged in the rain